9 minutes into the Bolton hole.
Roger, copy.
We have permission from the launch director to resume the count at the end of the Bolton hole.
Roger.
We're standing by to continue the count at the end of the Bolton hole.
Roger.
I would check with NASA yesterday.
Minus 15 seconds, stand by for terminal count. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4,
be 1736:00.206.
That's affirmative.
All mission elements are go. 75 nautical miles high. Vehicle is in stable powered flight. And all tracking charts are very close to the predicted. And all mission elements are go.
Roger.
Continues to indicate very nominal performance. Tracking charts are very close to the predicted, and all mission elements continue to be green. Liftoff time again was 1700 hours, 36 minutes, 00 seconds, decimal 207. All tracking charts and telemetry continue to indicate very nominal performance, and all mission elements are go. We're now using the downrange tracking data.
The cutoff time is about 3 seconds off.
Unless it's a delay on the line.
Telemetry continues to indicate very nominal performance. All tracking charts are very close to the predicted, and all mission elements are go. The vehicle is approaching the South African gate at this time. We are presently 88 nautical miles high and in stable powered flight. We have entered the South African gate. And the vehicle is presently 89 nautical miles high. Telemetry continues to indicate very nominal performance. And we have gone through the South African gate as the vehicle approaches orbital velocity. And the vehicle has gone orbital, and we have SECO. Transferred to stable coast attitude flight. The hydraulic pump has turned off. And to this point in the mission, all mission elements are go. All tracking charts continue to indicate very nominal performance from the vehicle. And the vehicle is in stable coast flight. The next significant event will be in approximately 30 minutes when we have second bird ignition. We will continue reporting off and on as the telemetry comes in and until the vehicle goes over the radio tracking horizon from the downrange tracking station. The command destruct receivers have been turned off on time. And the preliminary orbits are 70, correction, 90. 97 nautical miles for an apogee with an 84 per nautical miles for a perigee.
I've recorded, eh?
Aurora, this is IUE Control. Be advised, we'll be running the launch check procedure, which will verify the status of the spacecraft to be in the configuration we would expect. Thereafter, we will start commanding. At that time, I will have you place your ski to command in the gas mode. I stand by. What is standing by?
This French spelling to the American language.
Command controller, execute launch check.
Minus one.